A Cloud of Witnesses by Stephen Key Ebaugh. We have ample witnesses of our Savior's birth and mission. Christmas is a time for remembering and for being thankful. We often take so much for granted. For example, when was the last time you looked into a beautiful blue sky and wondered at the miracle of stunning white clouds? They come in various sizes and types, such as cirrus, stratus, and cumulus. In scriptural texts, clouds are often used to carry or convey spiritual presence. The Lord appeared in a cloud to guide the children of Israel through the wilderness to the promised land. The resurrected Jesus was overshadowed by a cloud as he ascended into heaven. At the end of the world, the Savior will descend in a cloud with power and great glory. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Hebrews, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. The Apostle Paul's metaphor of a cloud of witnesses in the meridian of time has grown into many clouds of witnesses. We are overshadowed with witnesses of the divinity of Jesus Christ. From the fullness of the Scriptures, and by hundreds of special witnesses since the restoration commenced. A cloud of witnesses before his mortal birth. At Christmas time, our thoughts particularly turn to our Savior's birth. We often read and ponder the testimonies of those who were witnesses of his coming in the flesh, as recorded in the Scriptures. Mary, see Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56, and Luke chapter 2, verses 7 and verse 19. And Joseph, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. Elizabeth, see Luke chapter 1, verses 41 through 45. And Zacharias, see Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 79. The shepherds, see Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Simeon, see Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 35. Anna, see Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. The wise men, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And the people of ancient America, see 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 15 through 21. We may also review and reflect on the scriptural record from some of those who knew of his coming long before he came. And the Lord spake unto Adam, saying, "The name of the only begotten is the Son of Man, even Jesus Christ, a righteous judge who shall come in the meridian of time. Therefore I give unto you a commandment to teach these things freely unto your children." Moses chapter 6, verses 55 and verses 57 through 58. And it came to pass that Enoch talked with the Lord and saw the day of the coming of the Son of Man, even in the flesh, and his soul rejoiced. Moses chapter 7, verses 20 and verse 47. Abraham, recorded in Canaan, "Thus I, Abraham, talked with the Lord face to face, and the Lord said unto me, I am the Lord thy God." Abraham chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 19. Abraham saw of his coming, and he was filled with gladness, and did rejoice. Helaman chapter 8, verse 17. Moses stood in the presence of God and talked with him face to face. Moses chapter 1, verse 31. "Yea, did Moses not bear record that the Son of God should come?" Helaman chapter 8, verse 14. The Savior to the brother of Jared, "Because thou knowest these things, ye are redeemed from the fall. Therefore I show myself unto you, and even as I appear unto thee to be in the Spirit, will I appear unto my people in the flesh." Ether chapter 3, verses 13 and 16. Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. "And mine eyes have seen the King of the Lord of hosts." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. In vision, Father Lehi saw one Jesus Christ descending out of the midst of heaven. 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 9. Nephi, "I looked and beheld the virgin again, bearing a child in her arms, And the angel said unto me, Behold the Lamb of God, yea, even the Son of the Eternal Father. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 20 through 21. Nephi further testified, My brother, Jacob, also has seen him, as I have seen him. 2 Nephi chapter 11, verse 3. Jacob, in the body he shall show himself unto those at Jerusalem, for it behooveth the great Creator that he suffereth himself to become subject unto man in the flesh, and he cometh into the world that he may save all men. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 5 and verse 21. Abinadi, God himself shall come down among the children of men, and take upon him the form of man. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 34. Alma prophesied, He shall be born of Mary at Jerusalem, which is the land of our forefathers, she being a virgin, a precious and chosen vessel. Alma chapter 7, verse 10. A cloud of witnesses since his resurrection. Considering the following cloud of witnesses in the scriptural record and annals of church history, who testify that the Lord lives today. In a Jerusalem garden, Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni. John chapter 20, verse 16. When 11 of the apostles were gathered, then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. John chapter 20, verses 26 and 28. From John the Revelator, exiled on an isle, When I saw him, I fell at his feet, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am he that liveth and was dead, I am alive forevermore. Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 through 18. And from the Apostle Paul, Last of all he was seen of me also. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 8. The chief apostle, Peter, witnessed with certainty, For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. The 2,500 at Bountiful went forth, one by one, until they had all gone forth and did see with their eyes, and did feel with their hands, and did know of a surety, and did bear record. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 15. Mormon tells us, I, being 15 years of age, was visited of the Lord, and tasted and knew of the goodness of Jesus. Mormon chapter 1, verse 15. Moroni witnesses, I have seen Jesus, and he hath talked with me face to face. Ether chapter 12, verse 39. From Joseph Smith, Jr. in his 15th year, When the light rested upon me, I saw two personages. One of them spake, pointing to the other, This is my beloved son. Hear him. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17. In Hiram, Ohio, the prophet Joseph and Sidney Rigdon, 1793 through 1876, were enwrapped in heavenly vision and testified, We saw him, even on the right hand of God, and we heard the voice bearing record that he is the only begotten of the Father. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 23. At Kirtland, Ohio, after the temple dedication, the prophet Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery, 1806 through 1850, declared, We saw the Lord standing upon the breastwork of the pulpit, saying, I am the first and the last. I am he who liveth. I am he who was slain. I am your advocate with the Father. Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 2 through 4. President Lorenzo Snow, 1814 through 1901, to his granddaughter, He stood right here, about 3 feet above the floor. It looked as though he stood on a plate of solid gold. Quoted in Leroy C. Snow, An Experience of My Fathers, Improvement Era, September 1933, page 677. I saw the hosts of the dead, explained President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 through 1918. And while this vast multitude waited and conversed, the Son of God appeared, declaring liberty to the captives who had been faithful. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 11 and verse 18. In General Conference, President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985, bore witness by quoting President John Taylor, 1808 to 1887. "I know that Jesus Christ lives," said John Taylor, "my predecessor, for I have seen him. I bear this testimony to you, brethren, in the name of Jesus Christ." From Strengthening the Family, the Basic Unit of Society, Ensign, May 1978, page 48. The testimony of the chief apostle at this time: "Of all the things for which I feel grateful, one stands out preeminently," said President Gordon B. Hinckley. "That is a living testimony of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Almighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Holy One. I have become his apostle, appointed to do his will and teach his word. I have become his witness to the world. I repeat that witness of faith. Jesus is my friend. He is my exemplar. He is my teacher. He is my healer. He is my leader. He is my Savior and my Redeemer. Through giving his life in pain and unspeakable suffering, he has reached down to lift me and each of us and all the sons and daughters of God from the abyss of eternal darkness following death. He has provided something better, a sphere of light and understanding, growth and beauty where we may go forward on the road that leads to eternal life. My gratitude knows no bounds. I add my own witness that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by him." John chapter 14, verse 6. "Gratefully and with love undiminished, I bear witness of these things." From My Testimony, Ensign, May 2000, page 71. A testimony of Christ. The Lord has explained that all of us may obtain a testimony of him, and that such a testimony is a gift of the Spirit. To some it is given by the Holy Ghost to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that he was crucified for the sins of the world. To others it is given to believe on their words. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 13 through 14. If we believe on the words of the cloud of witnesses who know, we place ourselves in a position to be instructed by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit testifies of Christ's divinity as we read and ponder the words of the modern prophets and the Holy Scriptures. The Latter-day apostles and prophets have made it clear that as church members, we should be witnesses of the Savior, and as we testify of Christ and his servants, you and I become part of the glorious cloud of witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ and his restored gospel. For more on this topic, see Gordon B. Hinckley, My Testimony, Ensign, May 2000, pages 69 through 71, Russell M. Nelson, Jesus Christ, Our Master and More, Ensign, April 2000, pages 4 through 17, Jonathan H. Stevenson, I Am He, Ensign, April 1999, pages 6 through 12. Note, Stephen K. Ebaugh is a member of the Olympus 7th Ward, Salt Lake Olympus Stake. End of note. End of the article, A Cloud of Witnesses by Stephen K. Ebaugh.